Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Save a Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, where we're using everyday life to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This process of faith is not something you can plan out, but it's something that requires our faith, because we understand and know that without faith, it is impossible to please God, that the just live by faith. Our faith is the key that unlocks the door. Our faith is the key that brings the answer. Our faith is the answer that comes and solves our problem, because our faith says that we believe that every word that God has said, has spoken, is true. It is the truth. And because it is the truth, this is how we live our life. This is how we govern our life. This is how we walk. We walk and live by the faith of God in Christ Jesus, knowing that everything that he's done, dying on the cross, him being raised from the dead, sitting at the right hand of the Father, getting ready to come back, for we're living in the end times. We're living in the times where we're going to see the manifestation of more souls. I don't care what the enemy's doing. I don't care what it looks like. I don't even care what he's trying to say. The kingdom of God will always be greater than the kingdom of darkness. We're going to see a great harvest of souls. We will see the prophecy of Joel manifest in our lives like never before. We will see all flesh will know and experience and understand. We will see that glory on all flesh, our sons and daughters, our neighbors, our coworkers, our family members, our nieces, our nephews. We're going to see them saved, delivered, and set free. We're going to see this because we are walking by faith, walking out our faith experience, growing in the process of where God is taking us, called us to. And as we grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we grow in the understanding of who he is, as we grow in the spirit realm, in our relationship with God, and build our faith line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, we are being changed. We're becoming more and more as he is. Our minds are being transformed by the renewing of the Word of God. As we renew our mind in the Word of God, we're able to prove what is good and perfect. We can't prove what is good and perfect without a renewed mind. So as we walk by faith, renewing our mind in the Word, walking by faith and not by sight, acknowledging the God that has called us, the God that has assigned this to us, the God that has redeemed us and has poured out his love upon us. As we do this, we will see the demonstration and the glory of God in our life like never before. It's time for us to live in that glory realm, and we're going to do it by faith, because he is our God. We've been studying people in the Bible, looking at them as not ordinary people. We've seen them as ordinary people, not superhuman Christians like we try to see people as. But we understand that even the Bible says that Elijah was a man just like we were. He was an ordinary man. He was not some superhero Christian. He was an ordinary man chosen by God, and God always chooses unlikely people. He chooses people that other people would not choose, and then he uses them for his glory as he puts his anointing on them. I'm so glad that God has called and chosen us for his glory, and he knew that in choosing us, that we would not get it right, that we would not always do the right thing. And as we study the people in the Bible, we see that they didn't always make the right choices, but it did not refute the Word of God for their life. The Word of God was settled. What God chose to do with that person, that race, that tribe of people, that generation, it was for his glory, and their mistakes, their shortcomings, their sins did not stop the Word. His blood, his Word, his life, his truth, his love covered the multitude of their sins, because he's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. There is no one like him in all the earth. We've been studying and looking at different scriptures in the Bible pertaining to our walk of faith, and today the Lord brought this scripture to me in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, looking at verse 58, and all of it is wonderful because it talks about the victory the final victory that we that Jesus will give the church. And it talks about death being swallowed up. But this is he wants me to look at only the 58th chapter, because I would love to go further, but he wants me to look at the 58th chapter. And I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible. And it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for us that's greater than anything else. And no matter what we go through, we have to understand and remember all of it is for the glory of God, that our labors of love are not in vain, that there's nothing that we do for God that will ever be wasted. For even if it's not acknowledged here on the earth, God acknowledges it. God sees your prayers. He sees your intercession. He sees your faithfulness. He sees your giving. He sees your tithing, your offering, your sacrificial seed. He sees the time that you share and give to ministry or to people. He sees the love that you show on the job and to others who may not even acknowledge it. Don't think that God is mocked and you're wasting time because no one is acknowledging what you're doing. God himself understands and sees what you're doing, and when he sees it, he brings the reward of what you've done for him. He brings that reward, and when he gives that reward, it will be without sorrow. It will be great. It will be that which will show you that God appreciates the sacrifice, that identifies with him, that even though you may have suffered for giving and showing that love and being diligent and being faithful and being the one who will walk with a pure heart and not keep things in your heart for others who've done you wrong or treated you in a way that is not what you deserve or what you sow, God himself will reward you. And you have to understand that when you do it as unto the Lord, there's no way that you can do it as unto him and the reward of his blessing not meet your life, not come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He will cause that seed of what you've sown by faith unto him, unto God, that seed that you've sown in love, in faith, in patience, in endurance, in obedience. He will cause that seed to come back with greater on it. And when it shows up in your life, it will be the harvest of what God wants to release to let you know that he sees your labors of love. He sees what you've done. And I love it because when we understand that we have to be firm and steadfast, there are going to be things that are going to come to move you. There are things that are going to come to shake you. There are things that are going to come to make you feel like what you're doing is in vain, that nobody appreciates it, that they don't care, that how if you're a wife in that home, that husband or those children may not recognize, those teenagers may not recognize all the love that you put into making that place, that home, that house a home. Making it a place where there's the peace of God, that there's love there, that there's joy there. They may not understand how you purify your heart and you walk before the Lord and you stretch yourself to be that. And your assignment may be just to love that family. And so you don't know if you're raising up the next generation that will be used greatly for God, that will be the next evangelist, the next pastor, the next great person in the body of Christ, or God might use in the world to invent something or do something that God, you don't know who they are and what they will be. God may not show you all of that, but as you plant and you put that love, that patience, that tenderness, that kindness inside them and let them see it and feel it, they will always know that that house is a place of home. It is the place where I can lay down. It is the place where when my burden seems to overwhelm and when trouble is all against me, I can go to that place, and it is the place where I can find protection and peace. And even if I'm going to face something else, I'll have enough strength because of the love that I receive in that house to help me stand, to help me to endure, to help me to live and do right. If it's that on that job, and it may be that boss or that coworker who doesn't understand the things that you do to make things run smoother, God will reward you. You may receive a chosen anointing, a chosen reward for being diligent in your father's house, and then Potiphar's house, and then the king's prison, and then Pharaoh's house, and then over everything that is in Egypt. But when you get there, there will be no pride. There will be nothing puffed up about you. You knew that you did it as unto the Lord. And the things that are coming to shake you, to make you become unfaithful, unfirm, unsteadfast, you need to dismiss those things, because God sees and recognizes your labors of love. He sees the things that you've done in secret, and he will reward you openly. He will make sure you're blessed for your diligence. You have to make sure that you are unmovable, even in your mind, in your heart, to the things of God, because the enemy will try to coil in your mind, even as he did with Eve and the Corinthian church, and try to make you believe that what you're doing by faith is nothing. He will try to make you start moving by your reason, by your emotions, in the soulish realm instead of in the faith realm, knowing that what you're doing by faith was planted seed. It might be planted, it might be watering, but it's going to bring a harvest. And you have to be steadfast, unmovable, firm in your mind, in your heart, in the things and the works of the Lord, and that which God has assigned to you. It might seem simple to some folks. It might seem there's nothing to some folks, but they don't understand the love, the care, the compassion, the endurance, the faith that goes into everything that you do for the glory of God. And God sees it, and he will reward you. Everything that you do, always make sure you're doing it in a superior way, doing it in the power of God, not in a place of pride and haughtiness, but in the power of God. Make sure you're doing it in the love of God and the compassion, that you're not just doing it with the flesh. You're not just doing it as just to do works with no faith attitude, but you're doing it in the realm of the Spirit that says, I'm commanding the superiority of my God and the endowment of his power to be on the works that I am abounding in for his glory. For what I'm doing is for his glory and not mine. I'm doing it for him to get praise, for him to be glorified, for him to be exalted in my life. And so when you're doing it by faith in his power, when you're doing it for his glory, it's going to abound, it's going to multiply, it's going to produce something, it's going to bring to you a reward that you could never, ever even imagine. And what you're doing is basically letting everything around you know, every circumstance know, I'm doing this for God, I'm living for God, and nothing that I go through, anything that I face for his glory, even if I suffer for him, there's going to be a reward. It's just not the norm. It is not futile. It's not meaningless. What I'm doing, I don't even understand all the seeds that I planted and where they would go and what they would produce and who they would touch and who they would change or help. But I do it by faith, knowing that if I diligently seek after God's will and God's grace and God's mercy and love, doing it with his mind, he shall bring the reward. He shall do the drawing. He shall do the increasing. He shall do the multiplying. And I trust the faithfulness of God, that he will not shortchange me, that he will not leave me out there without the reward. He's going to do it because he's faithful, and he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we ask, think, or even imagine for our lives. He's that kind of God. He's faithful to the end. I love what Peter says, and in the third chapter, he says, grow in the grace and the understanding of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. I want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. I don't want to be spiritually stagnant. I don't want to just do one work and stop there. But whatever I do, whether it's being a housewife and or a wife, or being a mother or a grandmother, or being faithful as a pastor or a servant or a leader in the church, or being a friend, or being on the job, diligent, or being someone that just an intercessor, a prayer warrior, someone who ministers in the ministry of health, whatever it is, let us do it with all diligence. Let us do it knowing that it is something that is going to be praised, honored, and glory to God, and it will be something that will bless others. Let us do it knowing that it is worth it, that it has purpose, that it is a seed that's going to produce something. Do not let the enemy make you think that anything that you're doing for God is for naught. It is wonderfully moving, miraculously producing, and it will show up in someone's life when you least expect it. It might be years later, but that seed of love, that seed of endurance, of patience, of faith is going to benefit them. So I encourage you in this 15 minutes of empowerment, be ye steadfast, be firm, be steady, be unmovable, always abound in the works of the Lord, always being superior, excellent, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing that you're continually aware of that your labors are not in vain. I pray that you've been blessed. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I pray that you have a wonderful, excellent weekend, and we will see you again here next week for, again, the process of their favorite life. God bless you.